IndyCar was my dream since I was a kid. Cannot wait for Road America. It's my favorite track. I got my first podium last year there, and yeah, it's an amazing place. Hey guys, this is Alex Palou, IndyCar driver for Chip Ganassi Racing, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and great to have one of the most exciting drivers in IndyCar today, NTT Data Series points leader, already a race winner and driver of the number 10 NTT Data Honda for Chip Ganassi Racing. Alex Palou, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. I'm sure a lot of people are super excited to talk to you. What a year. What a start for 2021. We're at a race win right out of the gate. And then, of course, you made the comeback of the Indy 500 with fans as exciting as it could possibly be. Talk a little bit about the strong start to the season and that pretty awesome, amazing 500 finish.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good start in the number 10 NTT Data Honda car. I had an amazing opportunity from Chip Ganassi joining them, and we started really strong, as you said, the first victory at the opening round at Barber. And then we've had just really strong races, the Indy 500, and we were so close, but we had a good battle with Elio, and it was good. I mean, I learned a lot. It was still my second attempt in the Indy 500, and I think my sixth or seventh race on an oval. So, yeah. Learned a lot, got lots of experience, got some good points, and yeah, felt a bit sad for like 10 minutes after the race because we wanted that win so bad, like all the team, and I wanted to give them that win, but it is what it is. We learn and we continue, so cannot wait for Road America. It's my favorite track. I got my first podium last year there, and yeah, it's an amazing place.
So great. It's so great for the fans, and obviously to see you were aggressive. You didn't just find yourself, as many drivers do, in a position to win the Indianapolis 500. You were strong all day, and you were really challenging. It took everything that Elio Castroneves had, all that experience, to be able to just barely get in front of you. So much excitement is happening there. So as a young guy, you still have, you know, with the family history, and you've raced in series all around the world, and you speak three languages, and so many things that you have as far as your knowledge of racing, the perception of racing, and fans around the world. Talk a little bit about IndyCar. You're here now. What is, as you talk to friends around the world in other series, how strong is IndyCar seen as, and how popular, and your thoughts is how the world sees what you guys are doing these days?
Yeah, man. So IndyCar was my dream since I was a kid. Once I realized that that it was the one of the hardest, if not the hardest, championships to win, and I always wanted to live here in America. And I mean, it's the only championship that has a street course, road course, and ovals with a single seater. So you have to be really good at all the different courses to be able to win this championship, and you can see it's super competitive. Like, we go to Indy 500 and we don't know who's gonna win, and you don't know if the guy starting, I think Simon started like 30th and he finished third, so that means it's so competitive and it's super hard. So yeah, I'm having a good time here. I love the fans. They bring so much energy into the sport, and yeah, hopefully you can be a champion someday.
Think about this, and you know, the Indy 500 is the world's event. It is an iconic event that is shown around the world, has fans everywhere. For Road America, it is really, you mentioned it as one of your favorite tracks, maybe your favorite track. For drivers universally, it is one of their absolute favorite places. It's the National Park of Speed, and here in Chicago, it's kind of our home track for the IndyCar series. So talk a little bit about getting back there, a place where you have had success, and then also, you know, for that place that is so great and beloved by fans because of access so close, is just be able to, for the Reb Group Grand Prix, your excitement being there back at Road America with the fans.
Oh yeah, it's my favorite road course track that we go to. I had my first podium last year there, and it feels so special to go back there, but the course is amazing. Like, it's super long, and you have really slow speed corners, really high speed corners, and the most important, it's really easy to overtake if you have a fast car and if you have a good race. So that's what drivers want, that's what fans want, and then seeing all those fans on the all around the track. It's just amazing. So I cannot wait to go there and see everybody.
Well, when it comes to fans there, there's going to be a lot of first responders, a lot of those frontline workers, emergency personnel, police, fire, all that kind of stuff, because the Rev Group Grand Prix, they've got a unique situation where they're going to be able to bring in. So people that have done so much during the pandemic and have supported so many people around the country in a bunch of different ways are going to be able to get in and see you guys see the race for free. Talk a little bit about there's going to be fans there for sure, but some really special ones.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, getting back to, let's say, normal, we're opening up, we're getting fans, and that's because of them. So it's amazing that the organizers let them come in and enjoy the race with us and see what we are able to do because of the good work that they did during the pandemic. So I'm super glad to see more fans coming to our races, and hopefully we can get even more till the end of the season. So it's awesome.
We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for that. The Rev Group Grand Prix coming up at Road America, and maybe we'll have some tickets to give away as well. Very last thing, Alex, as you look to the start of the season, how great it is. You mentioned how important a series championship is. You are in first place. You're leading the series at this point, and you've shown your versatility, not only on the road courses and the success there, but really able to compete on what you know is that kind of diverse type of track that is IndyCar. So you know at Chip Ganassi Racing, you're one of the most iconic organizations that can win championships. You've got a guy like Scott Dixon, has done it many, many times. So the team, the equipment, the know-how, the support is all there. What are your hopes? Are there races coming up that you say, okay, this is a little bit tricky if we can get past this, or we're really looking forward to cruising when we get to this place and this place, hopefully right, to win a championship?
Yeah, man. I mean, when you are in the best team and you have all the tools available and you have the best crew around you, you just want to go racing. And that's what I want. I want to go to street courses because I know we're going to be good, but we are also really good at road courses. So, man, I'm just excited to go racing. I don't care where do we go. I just want to see fans there. And I know we're going to be up there. We've been having really good races everywhere. So there's no racetrack that I'm scared of or that I'm not looking forward to. I'm looking forward to all the new tracks I'm going to and all the old tracks I'm going to. So really excited. And I know that the number 10 NTT Data Honda car is going to be fast.
Yeah, the future is very, very bright. And just as you're excited to get out there, see those tracks, take on those tracks, continue the great season. So many fans are excited to see you, Alex Palau, out there on the track as well. So where can people follow, keep up with your adventures? Social media, do you have a site where people can follow what it is you're doing, not only on the track, but online?
Yeah, of course. I'm all over social media. I use a lot. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything. And I also do some live streaming on Twitch. So if people want to come out, I'm always there.
Alex Blau, he is always there. He is there for you, the fans, online, social media, and of course, in the winner's circle as well, many, many times, hoping for more this season. So thanks, Alex. We'll let you get back to it, but thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.